classic hits for the Seacoast, 102.1 and 105.3, The Shark. Here are three things you need to know.
Thanks, X-Man. Xavier Clemenzi, Georgetown, Massachusetts. Your Shark Bites, all brought to you by Jimmy's Jazz and Blues Club, online at jimmysoncongress.com. Spring Fever at the Gallery is coming up on April 25th. Music, dancing, signature, cocktails, and art. How do you hate it? Join me. I'll see you there. The weather forecast for today, a cloudy day with a high of 44. Tomorrow, we're going to have rain in the morning, but then it's going to clear up, and then the weekend's going to be, and you can quote me on that. Scary stuff coming out of Exeter. Here's Dan Alexander with more on that in the Shark News Tank.
Sarah, Exeter police say three men are in custody following a report of gunfire early Tuesday afternoon near the Swayze Town Forest, which sent Exeter and Newfield schools along with Phillips Exeter Academy into lockdown mode. Four individuals ran into the woods towards a construction development when police arrived. Three men from Massachusetts, two with handguns, were taken into custody as they left the wooded area. A drone, helicopter, and canine team were deployed to search for a fourth suspect, who so far has not been located. In the Shark News Tank, I'm Dan Alexander.
Scary stuff. The third thing you need to know, legendary actor, check this out, Val Kilmer passed away yesterday. His daughter, Mercedes, said that he died of pneumonia. He was only 65 years old. Live your life, my friend. Live your life. We're going to have more on Val's career, including his character that he played, which was a real life man, Jim Morrison, one of our favorite classic artists. And he also played Batman. More on that coming up in 15. On 102.1 and 105.3, there's 6:30. Thanks for being here. It's Wednesday, April 2nd. If you haven't heard me say it yet, legendary actor Val Kilmer passed away yesterday. His daughter Mercedes said that he died of pneumonia. He was only 65 years old. He started out as a stage actor in the 1980s. Then he became a star in Hollywood after landing early roles in the comedies Top Secret and Real Genius, followed by Top Gun, where he played Iceman. Tom Kazanski, I think, was the character's name. And Willow, where he was Mad Mardigan. Do you remember that movie, Willow? And he even got bigger from there. In the 90s, he played Jim Morrison in The Doors. And he actually did all of the singing in that movie. And check out his vocals here. That was a great movie. He just did an amazing Jim Morrison in that movie. He was also in Batman Forever, and there are plenty of people who would say that Val was their favorite Batman, and here he is with Jim Carrey.
Wait. I have a riddle for you.
Really?
Tell me.
I see without seeing. To me, darkness is as clear as daylight. What am I?
Please! You're as blind as a bat!
Exactly.
I'm Batman. And in 2014, Val was diagnosed. He actually stepped away from the spotlight in the early 2000s just to spend time with his family. But in 2014, he was diagnosed with throat cancer. He had a procedure on his trachea that damaged his vocal cords to the point where he had extreme difficulty speaking, and he had to use an electric voice box. He did beat it. He was cancer-free for years, but unfortunately, he was had ongoing medical treatments throughout later years. So he was a huge star. Can't believe it. Val Kilmer, it seems like he's a contemporary. So I'm going to live my life today as best I possibly can. Val is survived by his two adult children, Mercedes and Jack, who he had with his ex-wife, actress Joanne Whalley. So there you go. Rest in peace, Val Kilmer. My goodness me. Coming up next, Bid It to Win It is on the Sharks Auction. I'll tell you all the great stuff that you can get and save thousands. Coming up in 15 on 102.1 and 105.3, The Shark. Bid It to Win It online spring auction. If you haven't checked it out yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. It's all going to stop on Thursday night, all the details right there at the Shark app or at shark1053.com. Now, there have been bids on a lot of these items, and the goal is, if you've never been in one of these auctions, the highest bid wins. It's just that easy. And there's such cool stuff. There's a sweet motorcycle. You can go from the mountains to the beach, cruise around in this sweet motorcycle. A whole house generator. I'm talking a Generac generator. Pretty cool. There's a complete boat package. If you've wanted to get into the boat game, but you're like, you know what? Boats are expensive. Now is your chance to save thousands. And you can also get a luxury hot tub. I'm talking a luxury hot tub. Retails at $8,900. There is a bid right now for $3,550. You can go right on the Shark app or at shark1053.com and put yourself above that $3,550 and get this amazing hot tub. Now, as I said, I think I said it yesterday, I used to have a hot tub at my house and I miss it. There's so many benefits for using a hot tub. Stress relief, muscle relaxation, pain relief if you've got something that's bothering you, better cardiovascular health. But you don't want to go into a hot tub if you have low blood pressure because it's only going to relax you even more, which could cause fainting and all that. You don't want that. So know thyself, as somebody important said once. Hot tubs can also burn calories just by sitting there and being fabulous. The other thing that it does, it improves your sleep. So if you want to just soak before you head on into the bedroom, if you have trouble sleeping, then this might be a good idea for you. I know that when I take a really hot shower late at night and then I get right into bed, I really sleep very, very well. In a nice cool room, then you get underneath the covers and your warm covers. It's a beautiful thing. So check out all the items right there at shark1053.com or on the Shark app and click bid it to win it.
For the love of Mike.
It's 1021 and 105.3 The Shark. Good morning. I'm Sarah Sullivan. Three things you need to know for today, a.k.a. Shark Bites. All sponsored by Jimmy's Jazz and Blues Club. Online at jimmysoncongress.com. They've got an event coming up on the 25th called Spring Fever, a night of dancing and all kinds of incredible music, art. I mean, how could you hate it? I'm going to be there. I'll see you there. The weather forecast for today, it's going to be cloudy and rainy today and tomorrow as well. Sunny and in the 40s once it clears tomorrow. And then on Wednesday night into Thursday, we might see a few flakes, but they're going to be short-lived. Of course they will. Some scary stuff happening out of Exeter. Here's Dan Alexander with more on that.
Sarah, Exeter police say three men are in custody following a report of gunfire early Tuesday afternoon near the Swayze Town Forest, which sent Exeter and Newfield Schools along with Phillips Exeter Academy into lockdown mode. Four individuals ran into the woods towards a construction development when police arrived. Three men from Massachusetts, two with handguns, were taken into custody as they left the wooded area. A drone, helicopter, and canine team were deployed to search for a fourth suspect who so far has not been located. In the Shark News Tank, I'm Dan Alexander.
All right. Thanks, Dan. Scary stuff there. If you want an update on all the concerts that are in the area, I've got it there for you right on the Shark app. There have been some updates in who we're going to see coming through New Hampshire. And there's a new restaurant in Salem, Mass. If you're into line dancing, you might love this place. It's got some Southern menu items, an extensive whiskey list. More details right there on the Shark. And speaking of Phil Collins, kind of a rough segue, I admit. These two English ladies, I don't know if you've heard about these women, but happy birthday to them. Their names are Josie Church and Anne Wallace. They've been next door neighbors in Oxford, England since 1986, and they happen to share a birthday. Here they are talking about how time passed.
We were born on the same day, and we've lived together now side by side since 1986, I think. Anne's husband died quite suddenly, and that's why she came to live here. I don't think we've thought much about the time passing. It's just passed.
No.
We just are.
Just like another day.
Just like another day.
That's the thing. You think that, you look at really old people and you think, oh, the stories that they have, and oh, it must seem like such a long time. Nope. They get up, they put on their slippers, they make coffee, and it's just another day. Time passes like that. Both women were very motivated and volunteering throughout their lives. One of the women grew up in Hampshire, which is the place that New Hampshire is named after. And yeah, they lived together for a long, long time. That is a friendship. And I thought it was a story worth repeating, if you ask me. Coming up, what else have I got? Oh, yeah. If Cher had any regrets of who she married and who she dated, it's this guy. I'll have that for you coming up in 15 on 102.1 and 105.3, The Shark. 105.3, The Shark. Good morning. If Cher could name one person that she just, she should have had, should have, would have, could have, she was asked that question, and here was her response.
Is there ever a man, and this is not the book, this okay. is just for fun now,
okay.
a man that you said, would have, could have, should have?
Michael McDonald. Michael McDonald.
Yeah. I mean, you had...
I would have gone out with him for his voice. If he just would sit and sing to me, I would just love it.
What a fool believes.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
He was on the road with me once, and I went out and did background.
Just to be on the same stage.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Wow, that's really saying something. You know, maybe your woulda, shoulda, coulda was Val Kilmer. Unfortunately, he passed away. I just can't believe it. He seemed so young. He was 65 years old. His daughter said that he died of pneumonia, a huge Hollywood star. He sang all the vocals in the lead character, the lead role, I should say, in the Doors biopic. He played Jim Morrison.
Yeah, you know the day destroyed the night.
He looked just like him in that movie, just like Jim Morrison, and he sounded just like him as well. He also played Batman.
Wait. I have a riddle for you.
Really?
Tell me.
I see without seeing. To me, darkness is as clear as daylight. What am I?
Please! You're as blind as a bat!
Exactly.
He's Batman. Well, despite being a huge star, Val stepped away from Hollywood in the 2000s to explore his other interests and spend time with his family. In 2012, he said, I don't have any regrets. It's an adage, but it's kind of true. Once you're a star, you're always a star. It's just what level. That's true. Val is survived by his two adult children, Mercedes and Jack, who he had with his ex-wife. So rest in peace, Val Kilmer. My goodness. Coming up just after 8 o'clock, it is Way Back Wednesday. We've got a good one for the day. And the Sharks bid it to win it auction. All those details coming up on 102.1 and 105.3 The Sky. ELO, one of my favorite albums when that came out. I couldn't get enough of it. The music, the album cover, everything was just amazing. They just toured. And if you didn't see them on concert, you're not gonna. Jeff Lynn says, no, thank you. I'm Sarah Sullivan. If you haven't heard, Exeter Police Department issued a press release yesterday stating that three men were arrested after a report of gunfire in the vicinity of the Swayze Town Forest. Area schools were put on lockdown out of an abundance of caution. There is a fourth subject that they are looking for. And if you don't live far from that area, it might be freaking you out. According to the press release, one of the three men arrested was wearing a ski mask, and at least two of them were armed with a handgun. On the Facebook page for Exeter Police, there were a lot of comments supporting the police and thanking them for keeping us safe, and let's hope that they find who they're looking for and get to the bottom of the situation. Coming up, our Sharks Bid It to Win It is up. Your chance to save thousands of dollars on all kinds of big ticket items. Whoa. Your friends are going to be like, you paid what for that incredible hot tub? You paid what for that whole house generator? Where was I? I wish I could do it. Well, you can do it now. More details coming up on the show. It's 8:30. Good morning to you. It's 102.1 and 105.3 The Shark. I'm Sarah Sullivan, 24 hours from now. So I had a question come into the Shark Tank. Thank you, Elizabeth, for calling. She actually won when we did this before, and she said that she won like $1,000 and she couldn't win again. That is not the case this time. If you win $1,000 tomorrow with the cash machine, you can win again on Friday. You can win again Monday. So that's very exciting. And on two of the days, you can win $10,000. So it's a three-digit code. We give it away. We give a code to you at starting at 8:30 every weekday, and it goes all the way through 5:30. So pretty exciting. Coming up next, we've got your Shark Yacht Rock Song of the Day. It's a good one, as it always is. That's coming up in 15 on 102.1 and 105.3. The